Good old media. A few nights ago, while I was fixing dinner, I switched on the local TV news and almost threw up before I had even tasted a bite of food. First came the report of the latest outbreak of some weird strain of flu. Quote, 3 out of 5 residents have been severely stricken with this uncontrollable new virus, end quote. Terrific. Now probably 4 out of 5 watching the show will start focusing their fears and don't want emotions on this tacky little bug, which will absolutely ensure its growth and make it ripe for being sucked into anyone with a matching fearful frequency. But that was only the first part of the local evening news. Next, so help me, this is a true story, was a report on a new incident of hamburger food poisoning discovered outside the city. Oh, good. Now we'll have thousands of parents waving big red flags, flowing fearful charges of negative vibrations like terrified to that one poor little piece of bacteria until it and all the sad events that get sucked in with it that everyone wanted to avoid will blow up into a reality. And it did. 6 deaths were attributed to that bacteria within a month. But right out loud, I stormed, okay, expand itself. I hear you. This ain't making me feel good. I'll turn the fool thing off. We hear it all the time from our media. Another bombing, another arson, another rash of some awful bug. So everybody focuses on the awfulness of what's happening, which just serves to magnetize in more of the same. Did they have guns in school and gang rapes and buildings being blown up and serial arsonists back in 1865? No. Instead, they had newspapers and posters about their train robbers and bank robbers. So what they got more of was train robberies and bank robberies. Trust me, the law of attraction was just as active in Billy the Kid's time as it is today, because it's a fundamental law of creation throughout the universe. I like to call it the 18-wheeler syndrome. You know, every time we think of anything, we're flowing some kind of positive or negative energy, meaning feeling, toward whatever it is we're thinking about. And the litany never changes. As we think, we feel. As we feel, we vibrate. As we vibrate, we attract. Then we get to live the results. Well, in your young and reckless days, did you ever set out for some dumb and stupid fun by driving too close to the back end of an 18-wheeler? You tuck the nose of your car right up to a big truck's rear end, and I guarantee you'll get the picture fast. You can take your foot off the gas pedal, lean back, relax, and be sucked right along to the truck's destination. Now, I'm hardly advocating such moronic behavior, but the principle of attraction is the same. We think about something and think about it some more, and talk about it, and mull it over the next day, and the next, until pretty soon there are so many of those same frequency thoughts flitting around out there, they start clumping together like dough balls, big enough to form their own immensely powerful whirlpools of magnetic energy, either positive, happy, or negative, bummer, in nature. These power centers, these vortexes of monumental magnetic energy now draw into their whirling centers anything and everything of similar vibrations, including you, which will eventually cause events to happen. Now, the critical point to remember here is that the more we think about anything, whether it's something we want in our lives or something we don't want, the faster we're going to magnetize it into our experience. That, in a nutshell, is the universal law of attraction. That which is like unto itself is drawn, meaning like frequencies attract. Now, we've been raised in a society that's been flowing energy helter-skelter for countless centuries, being unconsciously sucked along in back of a whole lot of 18-wheelers that were not headed anywhere near where we wanted to go. And there are no victims here, just flowers of energy, in our case, flowing right into the unfortunate forgetfulness that we've always had the power, always had the power to create our lives and our world however we damn well wanted it to be. Instead, from our lack of understanding energy flow, we became masterfully adept at creating by default. But physics is physics. Magnetism is magnetism, and both tell us that which is like unto itself is drawn. Whether it's a nebula, a black hole, or a human being wading through human experiences, that's the way it works. But we don't have to chew on all this newness by ourselves, for we are not alone on this ride. We each have a profoundly loving partner of incomprehensible knowledge, beauty, and power, a greatly expanded self and an inner outer being to whom we are irrevocably joined for this physical ride, a being whose devoted support never leaves us and whose guidance is as tangible as the last emotions we just experienced. Those precious jewels we call feelings, feelings, feelings. The magic genie of all creation.